G'day gamers, this is your host Luke Hepburn and I'm back with a summary of the latest video game news from the land down under. Today, it's Tuesday the 19th of October. Let's get into it. Okay, so this one comes courtesy of PC Gamer where I spotted the article. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Extraction. It appears that Ubisoft themselves have leaked the new release date, being January 20. Now, if you don't know, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Extraction is made by Ubisoft Montreal, and it's not like the Rainbow Six that you've played before. It's a co-op multiplayer game where supports up to 3 players, and you basically have to infiltrate set locations and complete objectives, find stuff, and at the end of it, extract. Now, the game has sub-maps, meaning you can keep going, exploring more difficult areas to earn better rewards. Now, if you get taken out, the character that you play, you have to then go and rescue sometime later and you can't use them again. Of course, the game features its usual mechanics and there's a lot more to it. I'll put up a trailer on my website, g'daygamers.com, to show you what it is, but we can all look forward to January 20, perhaps. I'll have to ask my friends at Ubisoft if that is the case. So perhaps you've played the classic Micro Machine game and you know the tabletop, like when you're looking down on your cars. There's a game coming to the Nintendo Switch, PS4 and Xbox One called Bloody Rally Show, which has cars and carnage. Cars have got saws and bullets and you can drive around with landmines. And you can also play as a pedestrian and try and take photos on the track while trying to dodge cars, which is crazy. The game includes 4-player local multiplayer, which is great for the Switch, and an infinite number of circuits and courses. Unlike the Steam version, that has an editor, a track editor, and the Steam version is available now. I'll post the announcement trailer on my website so you can check it out. The game should be out on all those consoles on the 4th of November. So Call of Duty Vanguard has seen a new launch trailer. The game's not too far away, coming out on November 5th. Interestingly, the trailer talks about campaign, multiplayer, zombies, and it has a little mention of Warzone Pacific coming as well. Now, reading some comments online, people were quick to spot that the campaign was included, and it isn't included with games like Battlefield 2042. With the new Ricochet system, it's going to be interesting to see how this one pans out. Slightly unrelated, is that Battlefield 2042 was going to have an increased number of tanks on multiplayer maps. This came from a level designer at EA DICE who commented on a Reddit post. Well, have your kids ever said to you that they want to be a professional esports gamer and you thought, don't be silly? Well, this may make you change your mind. Team Spirit, who are based in Moscow, have received the largest prize ever in esports history, $18.2 million. Second place got 5.2. How terrible. That's not all though. The total prize pool was about $40 million. This was at the International 10, a tournament being held in Bucharest, which saw qualifiers around the world leading up to this. Dota, for those who don't know, is a multiplayer online battle arena game, or MOBA for short. Dota stands for Defense of the Ancients. Just want to say congratulations to all the teams. So Respawn, the creators of Apex Legends, have asked everybody to stop pulling animated poses during matches. There's a bug currently with the game that causes it to crash, and there's a patch coming soon, but they've put out a tweet saying, please stop showing off, just for the time being. This via Nintendo Life, The Kids We Were is coming to the Nintendo Switch and Steam, a very popular mobile game, apparently. Comes out the 26th of January. I'll post a link to the trailer. The game caught my eye because it's quite a pretty game and it's got that old retro look but modern graphics. It's based in Tokyo and it appears to be a typical role-playing game which looks like it'll have a good story to it. Definitely have a look at the trailer because I haven't explained it well and I'll put it up on my webpage and, you know, link back to Nintendo Life as well. So some more news from the Content King. Fortnite is going to release another skin in the item shop called Cause. This is based on a New Jersey born artist. It's like a skeleton type of artistic model that he's become famous for. Also, there has been a leak that June characters are coming to Fortnite as well, with a crazy looking sandworm, which looks a bit goofy. This is based on the Hollywood movie coming out soon with Zendaya Marie and Timothée Chalamet. Well, that's pretty much the end of the show. I'd like to thank everyone for listening again. And if you have an Amazon device, I apologize for multiple shows playing. That has now been fixed. If you want to subscribe with an Amazon device and make it part of your daily routine, the link directly to that is on g'daygamers.com, as well as other platforms to listen to the show on. Again, I would love a thumbs up, a subscribe, or a like, or even a share. That would be really good. Love to hear your opinions and feedback and any ideas. And you can also submit tips now via my website. Share a tip and I'll make sure I mention you on the show. Anyway, I'll leave it with you. Have a great day and I'll see you tomorrow.